Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Section D, which if you didn't know, is Monocle's dedicated weekly design show. And if you didn't know, I'm Josh Fennett. Each week we zoom in on an aspect of design we think deserves just that little bit more attention. From overlooked visionaries in the graphic arts to typography and design, we look at architecture and almost everything in between too. This week, Monocle's Latin Affairs correspondent Lucinda Elliott tells us about the Centro Financiero Confinasas in Caracas. The high-rise, popularly known as the Tower of David, has become something of a monument to Venezuela's political and economic woes.
From almost every side of the world's most violent capital city, a 45-floor lofty skyscraper pushes up above the modest buildings below. Caracas's Tower of David has become a monument to Venezuela's crippling economic crisis and to the acute poverty experienced by the majority of city residents. The tower, named after a banker who made his fortune during Venezuela's oil boom in the 1970s, was meant to be a dramatic symbol of wealth and the tallest building in the South American country. It's now a semi-abandoned vertical slum. The gleaming angular skyscraper, made of steel and glass, was to serve as the headquarters for the Confianzas Banking Group, part of a larger complex designed by architect Enrique Gomez. Adjacent to the main tower includes another, 18 stories high, that investors hoped would become Caracas's version of Wall Street. Venezuela at the time was the richest country per capita in South America. Concorde was flying weekly from Paris to Caracas, and more Veuve Clicquot champagne was reportedly being sold in the capital's bars and restaurants than any other major international metropolis. That city is barely perceptible today. After decades of neglect, corruption, and social upheaval, Caracas and her Tower of David have deteriorated beyond all measure. The skyscraper was later occupied and stands in the city centre with an unclear future. Problems with the tower complex, only 60% complete, can be traced back to the unexpected death of David Brillenberg, a banker and the main investor in the project. He died halfway into construction in 1993 at just 55 years old. Shortly after, a banking crisis wiped out a third of the country's financial institutions. Money for the project dried up and work on the tower never resumed. Looking at it from a distance today, the tower gives no real indication there's anything wrong with it. But closer up, much of the building's surface has been left open to the elements, with its concrete core only covered up in parts by glass panels. Some of the gaps have been boarded up with temporary cladding, creating a patchwork effect, but the upper floors are totally open to the air, like platforms of a tiered wedding cake. It sat there empty and unfinished for years. By the time former President Hugo Chavez assumed power in 1999, the city centre was totally run down and the tower had fallen into the custody of a Federal Deposit Insurance Agency. When the government attempted to sell it at public auction a few years later in 2001, no one put in a bid. Plans to make the building the mayor's headquarters were abandoned. Finally, one night in October 2007, several hundred men, women and children, led by a group of hard-nosed ex-convicts, invaded the tower and began squatting. Occupants took over the bare concrete rooms and hallways, the same ones intended to be the plush boardrooms of Venezuela's top bankers and financiers. Leaders of the occupation began selling the right of entry to newcomers, mostly poorer people from Caracas's slums who wanted to leave the muddy hillsides on the outskirts of the city for the centre. The first families were soon joined by many more, who eventually filled the tower to its 28th floor, along with the entire 18 floors of the smaller building next door, neither of which have services like electricity, plumbing or lifts. Estimates suggest at one point as many as 5,000 people occupied the Tower of David. Then, 3 years ago, in July 2014, the socialist government announced a plan to begin evicting the building's squatters and relocate them to public housing. Residents were gradually forced out, the last supposedly having been evicted in June 2015. But the Tower of David was a sign of things to come. Hundreds of buildings have been used to shelter the homeless since the economic crisis went into freefall last year. Apartment blocks, office towers, warehouses, shopping malls are becoming the only housing option in a failed and largely lawless state. The tower seems ripe for newcomers. Lucinda Elliott for Monocle in Caracas.
A special thanks to Monocle's Latin Affairs correspondent Lucinda Elliott there for that report on the Tower of David in Caracas. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the talented souls behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show, packed as it is with interviews and exclusives, on Tuesdays at 1900 London time. Or you can download the podcast at your convenience at any time later. Do remember, you can always uncover more design delights in Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.